thearts.org.
And from the Mike Eisenstadt Performance Studio, this is the Live Music Showcase brought to you by WMNF Tampa and listeners like you. I'm your host, Millie, today. And in the studio, we've got Julie Black and her band live. How are you doing?
Doing great. We are delighted to be here post Hurricane Irma. Hurricane after party.
We have survived. We really have. You know what? I am so excited for you guys to really get to know this band. But first, I would love for you to give it a little listen. What song do you have for us to start?
We are going to start with Love Grand, which is a song that I think a lot of people can connect to. And it is about that situation in life, whether it's a relationship, a job, an idea, where you have surrendered yourself to something that it turns out maybe is not in your best interest.
Ooh, I gotta hear this. Mm-hmm. Give it to me.
They found a lion face down at the altar. She had her vows written on her hand. Her promise spilled out red on the carpet. Isn't love grand? He met her on the streets of Sarasota, where the only thing that mattered was the dream. She spent her days filled with inspiration, and every night of drumming on the beach. She was so special, she was so fine, she was so fragile, she was so kind. He showered her with words of deep affection, and cast his roses down upon her feet. He promised her that love would bring ascension, and for her love he would do anything. Love was so special, love was so fine, love was so open, love was so blind. Promises he gave her, and held them as they swung to both extremes. He pinned that little bird down on the pavement. She got lost somewhere beyond the brim. There was no reason, there was no rhyme, there was no freedom. Call it a crime. She was so magic, she was so light, she was so fragile.
You're listening to WMNF 88.5's Live Music Showcase, and what you're hearing live is Julie Black.
Woohoo!
And her whole band.
And the whole rockin' band.
It's always great to have you. Glad to have you back, actually, because we did have you, was it about a year or two ago?
About a year ago. And of course, you know, WMNF has been a big part of our journey. Yes. Since I jumped in the pool, you know? So it's been a constant friend. But we are very, very happy to see everybody here. Everybody here is like very, very close friends, family to us, and we're glad to see that everybody's okay. And here we are, we're good, and we're making music for people that have power, and for people that don't have power, we hope you're catching it too. we want to make you feel a little bit better.
I'm kind of curious how many people are actually listening on one of those little wind-up radios.
Oh, there you go.
Those come in handy, though.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Right? Guess what everybody's getting for Christmas?
Living in Florida, I almost feel like you have to be prepared for just about anything, especially entertainment. I know sometimes you forget because it's not really a basic.
Yeah.
But, wow, when you're sitting in the dark for 6 days, yes, 6 days without power for me right now. I know some of you are feeling this. You start thinking, man, I should have figured out a way to power up this Xbox.
Right.
Play a little Fallout.
Right.
Or you know, get that radio rolling, you know, listen to some music, some WMNF, find out what's going on, hear the broadcast, you know.
Right.
And so it's like, it's been an interesting journey, but even better, I think it's been an interesting journey for your musical career because you've got a few albums. I think you have like 7 albums out now.
I don't know about quite that many, but we have 3 original albums out. We're getting ready to go back in the studio, which we're really excited about. We might be doing that already, but you know, then we had hurricane preparations going on.
Seriously.
So kind of threw off the timeline a little bit. But so we're getting ready to go back in the studio. We've got 3 albums out, and you can find them on our website, which is juliewithblackmusic.com. And we also have a digital single out of one of my favorite blues tunes, a song that really I think is just fine and fiery and passionate. It's called Come On In This House.
Nice. You know what? Let's get to know the people behind the music. So far, if you're digging this, you're definitely going to love these musicians that are here making your day today on the Live Music Showcase. And you know what? Let's start it off with the lead singer, Julie Black.
Hi, I'm Julie Black.
And so, Julie, why don't you let everyone know a little bit about your musical background and what got you singing to start with?
Sure. I am a songwriter that's based here in the Tampa Bay area. And my own life journey was, very unconventional, and it's been quite an amazing adventure. Most of that good, some of that not so good. But I started writing music when I was about 11 years old, somewhere in there. And just a love for writing. It's not just for the creative process of it, but it really saved me. And the catalyst probably to the music that I connect the most to and is the beginning of my journey is blues music. And there was a phenomenal writer and singer who's the king of rock and soul named Solomon Burke, who did a song called Cry to Me. And I had kind of hidden that record and played it over and over and over, and his voice was just so fiery and passionate and alive. It was very, very different from what I was exposed to, and he lit that fire and he planted that seed, and that seed carried with me throughout my life. A beautiful story is that when I started putting albums out, I thought, you know, there's a very slim chance that he would ever hear any of this, but I'm going to send it to him because I'm so grateful. Not only did he have a monumental effect on my musical journey, but I count him for saving me in a way that he probably didn't even know about. But he showed me that there were other choices than the choices that I had been given. And so, music saved me. And so I write a lot. I write all the time. Maybe too much, I don't know. So every person that I meet, everything that I come across gets incorporated into music. If I'm not distracted, 10 songs a day, no problem. It's just how my brain is wired. And I think of the music doesn't always have a clear line of inspiration from my standpoint. Sometimes they come to me. And so I put them down. And I try my best to honor that song, and I like to think, and that's been evidenced through talking to people over the course of time that come up to me after shows and things like that, that somewhere in there is a message for someone. Maybe it's a message for a lot of people, and that message is in many layers, so it means different things to different people. But it's kind of a glorified messenger person position.
But I agree with you. Music is definitely similar to art. It means something different to everybody. It can affect everybody differently, and you're right on that. And on on that, on your inspiration for writing. And I love it because all musicians, all of us are like that, where it comes from the darkest parts and from the brightest parts of our souls.
It comes from real life.
It comes from
real life. Everything that you come across and everything you experienced. And I've been, in some ways, I think, blessed to have just a very unique journey and a very extreme journey. And life has been a crazy adventure in, you know, good ways and bad ways. And all of that goes right into the music.
I love it. You know what? I want everybody to really get to hear your music. So before we get to know the rest of the band, I'd love to hear another song.
Okay.
What's this one called?
We are going to, I think
let's do Under the Gun, which is a song that's on one of the albums that we have out. And, well, I'll let the music speak for itself because the message pretty clear if you listen to the lyrics, and I hope this touches your heart.
I think I'm under the gun, child. Now what am I gonna do? I think I'm under the gun, child. You count on me to pull us through. Think I'm under the gun, child. You got the best that I can give. And no matter how I work, we ain't got enough. We ain't got enough to live. We ain't got enough to live. 16-hour days, baby, it just don't pay the rent. I spend my whole life working, but is this life? And it just don't make no sense. Lord, it's child, I'm always tired. I feel like I'm wearing thin. With just one look in my baby's eyes, I get up and do it again. I think I'm under the gun, child. Now what am I gonna do? I think I'm under the gun, child. You count on me. We ain't got enough, we ain't got enough to live. We ain't got enough to live. Find a way to keep on alive before the man comes to collect. My kids need new clothes, they shut out the phone, and my shoes are showing age. I just don't see how folks ever get by living on a minimum wage. I think I'm under the gun, child. Now what am I gonna do? I think I'm under the gun, child. You count on me to pull us through. I think I'm under the gun, child. You got the best that I can do. No matter how I work, we ain't got enough, we ain't got enough to live. We ain't got enough to live. We ain't got enough to live. Think I'm under the gun, child. Think I'm under the gun, child. Think I'm under the gun, child.
WMNF is a listener-supported, commercial-free radio station. Your support is always appreciated. Please visit WMNF.org/support and leave a tip for the live music showcase or call us at 813-238-8001 and let them know you'd like to give your support to the live music showcase, the show that plays music you didn't know you wanted to hear. Also, check out the WMNF Mana Hydration Bottle that's going to be coming for Drive to our Circle of Friends donors. And of course, don't forget, Drive is coming October 4th. That whole week we'll be raising money to support the shows that you love on this radio station. And specifically for the Live Music Showcase, don't forget that we'll be raising money for this show October 6th. Put it in your calendar. Help support the show so we keep bringing amazing music like Julie Black in for us every single week. And once again, what you're hearing is Julie Black and her band live in the studio. And thanks again for being here with us.
Thank you for having us, Milton.
And so we had an opportunity to get to know Julie, but before we get to know the rest of the band, the group has been so amazing and has given us 2 fan packs to give away.
Woohoo!
Yeah. So for those of you who don't know what that might include, it includes a t-shirt that you'll wear to the next show that you'll go, that they're going to be playing at.
Our show would be good.
Yeah, there you go.
And whatever.
And it'll also include an autographed copy of Follow the Muse and a bonus CD. It's a surprise, so you don't even know which one it could be. It could be any single one. It
might not even be ours.
Of course, it'll be a Julie Black CD, but we just don't know which one. If you want it autographed, you can also request, and I'll have them autograph that second CD for you since they are in the studio live, ladies and gentlemen. And of course, you know me, I'm not going to make it too easy for you. I love trivia. I love asking questions. You know, you have to have that sense of like, I earned this. You know, I think
you throw out some good questions, I have to say. You know, there's a lot of thought process behind what you do.
Well, you definitely helped out on these, and I love it. So we're going to go ahead and ask the first one. But before I ask, make sure you have our number saved. That's 813-239-9663. Steve is waiting to take your call. And the first question will be, Julie Black co-wrote a song with Sean Murphy and was nominated for a songwriting Grammy. It's pretty exciting, isn't it? Now, what was the name of the song that was nominated? So that's Julie Black co-wrote a song with Sean Murphy. So who's Sean Murphy? Let our listeners know.
Oh, well, Sean Murphy, a lot of your listeners probably know, but she is a woman with an amazing voice, just an amazing voice, and an extraordinary career through music. She's on her own adventure. She has her own band, the Sean Murphy Band. She's also worked over the years with groups like Little Feat and Eric Clapton and Alice Cooper and Bob Seger and on and on and on.
Nice.
An amazing voice, a lovely human being, and a great person to create with.
I'm super excited for you guys to call. Give us that answer. That's 813-239-9663. And if you're watching on Facebook Live, it should be right there on the screen for you. So, I mean, you can't get it wrong. So let's get to know the rest of the band. Now, I know that you've had a new member in the band, that you've had a recent change, maybe about a year ago now?
About a year ago. So the last time we were here on WMNF, we were here with our bass player at that time, Harold Dunn, who's a brother and a great musician and a great sound guy, you know, which is its own skill. And unfortunately, Harold passed away in January, and that was a very, very challenging thing for us and for everyone who knew him, because Harold was a pretty unique person. He was very special, very, very smart, and very, very aware of the world around him. And
those are some pretty big shoes to fill.
Yeah, big shoes, and good musician. And, you know, going through that transition was very difficult, and our friend John Bell here stepped up to the plate. Said, I'm
Hello.
Here.
Hello, John.
I got you covered. John is a great musician. He's well known throughout the Tampa Bay area. He is a musician's musician. He plays many instruments. He's a songwriter himself. He has his own band. He's got a lot of other things that he's done. So he's a well-known name, John Bell, throughout the area. But he came, he stepped up to the plate, and he said, okay, you know, this is a big mountain to climb. It's all original music. And we're going to do it fast.
Well, John, how has it been kind of stepping in and having to learn all this music?
It's been challenging, and, you know, only because I don't have a lot of time.
But, well, you sound very busy. So what projects are you working on aside from the Julie Black Band?
Well, I have my own band called Triple Shot, and we just do cover music and play out in certain areas, you know, closer to my house in Port Richey, so... And I teach over at Encore Music, teach guitar and bass, so.
What age demographic? Like, you got little kids running around, or they're like a little older?
Usually from 7 to adults, you know.
Okay, so he runs the gamut.
Yep.
Well, what inspired you to learn to be a musician, first off?
Well, I started on piano, and my mother taught me piano, and I wanted to play guitar. She sent me to a jazz musician named Stu Pierce, and he taught a lot of people in Chicago, so I luckily I got to take lessons from him, and he knew I liked rock pretty much, so didn't care about jazz, but after a while I got into it, and I really liked studying every kind of music, soul, R&B, blues, anything that's related to that.
Well, so. I know a lot of rock guys tend to like the whole jazz and classical because it really gets those nimble fingers in there when you're shredding.
Yeah. Yeah, I love classical too and flamenco. I studied some classical guitar.
Nice.
So
nice.
It's fun. And
so why bass now?
Well, I've been playing bass since I was 15. And there was just a million guitarists around, and I wanted to be in a band, so I knew that if I could play bass, I'd be in demand. And then I've played with Frank on drums. I've played with many, many different bands with him for probably, 15 years, over 15 years. So.
Oh, wow. Does he play in any of your current projects?
No, not right now.
Oh, what's going on here?
Sometimes he calls me for a gig, and I go fill in for something.
All right, sounds good. Well, since we're already talking about Frankie here, Frankie Timpanelli, he is the drummer of the Julie Black Band.
Hello.
How are you doing, Frankie?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Why don't you let everybody know, why'd you start playing drums to begin with?
It seemed to be something that I had always been drawn to. I always felt that I was, my fingers were always playing on something. I broke my parents' books and things.
Shame on you.
And dishes when I'd play to 8-track tapes back in the day.
Ooh.
In the basement in Long Island, New York. But, I heard Gene Krupa, a jazz drummer, doing a song called Sing, Sing, Sing. And that's been my inspiration, and I just love playing drums.
Give me a lick from Sing Sing Sing. You got one for me? Makes me want to do some East Coast swing.
Yeah.
Love it. Yeah. So did you start? You started on drums, and always been drums for you, huh?
Yes.
Do you play any other instruments?
A little percussion, as far as some mallet instruments. When I went away to the when I played in the Marine Corps band, I had to learn some mallet instruments. So I went to a 6-month music school and learned them all at that point.
Oh, wow.
So yeah. That's when I say mallet instruments. That's including bells, marimba, vibes, all those types.
So you're not just a drummer. I'm not saying anything about drummers here, but you're a percussionist.
Yeah, I'd say a drummer percussionist.
You're playing everything over there.
Yeah.
Oh, so are we going to hear some fancy percussion on the new album?
Without a doubt, if Frank's involved, there's going to be something special.
That's what I like to hear. I'm really excited to hear this new album. We don't even have a name for it yet. So,
Mum's the word.
Mum's the word. Ooh, maybe that's the name of the album. I don't know. I was thinking. Thank you so much, Frankie. And also, let's not forget, the guitarist.
Hi there.
Of Julie Black is Dave Eichenberger.
Hello.
How you doing, Dave?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
I am doing great.
I'm so happy you're here today.
Aw, thank you.
I love Millie Friday.
I've never heard of that. Millie Friday. Thank you so much for being here with us today.
Awesome.
Tell everybody how you started playing guitar.
I started playing guitar because of distance from my friend's house when I was young. I was stuck in my home. Parents worked. I had no way to get there because they would live very far away. So I started going through. Well, actually, my older brother, who went into the Marines, said, "Don't go in my room. Don't touch my albums." So, of course, that's the first thing that I did, was go in his room and look at the album covers and start playing with him. And since he had, played a little bit of guitar, I started playing guitar. And mostly, the thing is I happen to play guitar, but that's because there was one around. I think if there was a piano in the house, I probably would have started with that. My interest in music is mostly in composing and arranging. I really love to do that. I just happened to do it on guitar, and it was something that I wound up doing long periods of time because really boredom. I was just stuck in the house after school, and I would waiting for the parents to come home, I would sit there and play, and I had little music books, and I learned to read. I learned about arranging and composing because of what was on the radio at the time. So there was like a lot of Beatles and things like that. So I'm one of those guitar players, like you mentioned, who really loved jazz, really loved classical music. And then I started to hear that music in like rock and, you know, kind of heavier jazzy rock bands.
All the fusions that became.
Absolutely. Yeah. There we go. And I think, you know, that is what interested me in guitar playing. Unfortunately, that doesn't interest much of the general public, which I didn't know that at the time. I thought it was like really cool, all these crazy noises, and it's, you know, part of it was soothing to me, but also is very angular and dissonant, and I didn't realize that like most people didn't really like that. Oh. But, you know, it's still kind of cool.
There's music for everybody. That's why Absolutely. Certain people like certain genres, and then there's music, and then there's music for musicians is what I like to
yeah
to
you,
call
you
that.
Can say that you know so I got into that, and so I got into writing my own music. I've always done that my whole life, solo guitar music and solo guitar music with guitar synthesizers. So I trigger different synthesizers, and I use looping is a process that I record stuff as I play it, and it changes over time. And I did all kinds of releases of with basically ambient meditative music, you know, just using guitar, making all the noises that I could out of a guitar.
Yeah.
So that worked out really well.
I love that. Yeah, I know looping's become a really big thing right now in the live spectrum.
It is.
Not necessarily in like the fat beats, yo, spectrum.
Right. It's kind of a little bit more accepted than it was, let's say, 10 years ago, you know, because now you can go out and do a gig with a guitar, a voice, and a looping pedal, you know, and that's great. And that's a wonderful, valid way to loop. It's not quite how I got into it, but I totally get that how fun that is. It's really a lot of fun to do that. And I'll be doing some looping today, so you'll hear some
Ooh,
of that.
Ooh, so excited. Now, you did mention, so a lot of the inspiration for you in the songwriting and learning how to basically start from scratch, build from, came from boredom. And so do you think that technology today is actually affecting that type of creativity? And maybe do you think it's a reason why we're seeing so much repurpose going on?
Well, I think it's a double-edged sword, because I think that you're finding less families with just instruments laying around. And an instrument by itself really doesn't do anything. A lot of people just want input. So they want it to tell them how they should feel, as opposed to if they don't, you know, they have to make those noises. Right, yeah, using it as a conduit. And let's face it, it's hard. It's hard to learn how to play piano. It's hard to learn to play drums or bass or guitar or sing. You don't get a lot of instant gratification, and we tend to like that a lot.
It's a lot
now,
of work.
You know, yeah. I mean, we realize how accustomed we become to the modern world just this past week when we're living with no power and no AC.
Which, by the way, we didn't like.
Yeah.
I know you're still in the suffering. Yeah. We got our power at like 3 o'clock this morning.
Yay!
So we had like 4 hours of sleep this whole week. We made it through the storm, though. We are so grateful. So grateful to our community, so grateful to our first responders and to our linemen, because it could have been a whole lot worse.
Yeah. It definitely could have been a whole lot worse. And I know that right now there are a lot of people, especially like Naples and further south, who did get that worst part, you know, and my heart goes out to them.
Absolutely.
And with that note, we're still waiting for a winner to win that swag. So get that number, 813-239-9663. Steve is waiting for your call. Let me know what was the name of the song that Julie Black co-wrote with Sean Murphy, and it was nominated for a Grammy. And for those people down south who are sitting with their crank radios, what song you got for them?
I think, why don't we do City Streets?
Okay.
We're going to do City Streets.
What's this one about?
This is about the way that society can change people, and the process of that, the feeling of that, where some of us or some of the folks out there are in this space that wasn't this space in a certain period of time. And interesting little side note about this song is that so Dave taught me how to use a looper. Huh. I'm more the old soul. He's kind of a rocket boy over here. He taught me how to use a looper. And so this song was created in a way that is very different from most of the music that I've created in my life, which was using the looper as a part of that process. So this song is
is a two-chord song. It's complicated, but it's a two-chord song. And it's got its own story, so here we go.
We'll be right back.
thanks to D Drum, located and made right here in Tampa, for donating the drum kit used in the live music studio. More at ddrum.com. And this is 88.5 WMNF Tampa, homegrown, handpicked music and news. And I'd like to give a special thanks to the wonderful crew that helps make this show happen every single week. Our sound mixer, Mark Perfetti, assisted by Yamiko Thomas and Rhea Cruz. Woo-hoo. Our video crew, Bob Hoke, Richard Stone, and Bill Brem. And our producers, Steve Arduengo and Mildred Montos. But wait, that's me. And if you want more information on me, you can find me on the social sphere as Millie Vision. That's Millie with a Y, Vision with an S. And Steve is actually standing by waiting to take your call. We've got a few calls come through, but no one's quite gotten the song right. So you got to get that song title. In the meantime, I'm going to also go ahead and ask that second question so that you don't miss out on opportunity to have that actual fan pack with you for the next time you see Julie Black live. And that next question, and I'll give you that number one more time, that's 813-239-9663. That second question. Oh, wait, I just got a notice that we have a winner. Congratulations, Chris from Largo.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh.
Well, before I say what the next question is, Julie, why don't you let everyone know what the name of that song was?
The name of that song was City Streets.
No, not the one you just did. The actual song that you wrote with...
Oh, that song. Okay, yeah. I've only had 4 hours of sleep.
No, it's okay.
Thanks, Arma.
Sean Murphy, there you go.
It's called Heartless Man Blues.
Heartless Man Blues. What's the hook on that song? Give me a line. You got this. I know Sean's the one who sings it, but...
It's a song really written for Sean. I just, I would say to everybody out there in on the World Wide Web to go check out Sean Murphy's version of that. That song was crafted especially for her, so I...
So the name of the song was Heartless Man Blues.
Heartless man, leave me crying.
Love it. All right. We'll definitely check that out. Here's that next question. 813-239-9663. What city... That's an easier one. Yeah, you guys heard that city, so we're limited. There's only so many names you can come up with here.
Narrows it down.
Plus, he's already given you a hint at the beginning of the show. Shh, just saying. Okay, what city is Julie Black and the band based out of? Now, I know this city was very popular in the 1920s. Julie, tell me a little bit about this city.
This city has a great story that is not widely known, but one of the things we like to do is tell people that story. This city was quite the destination point for silent film stars of the 1920s, sports heroes, social elites, artists, composers, you name it. It was quite the town in its heyday. It's still quite the town, but it's got a great history and a great story to share.
If that's not a hint, I don't know what is. So definitely call us, 813-239-9663. Name that city. Steve is waiting to take your call. And let's see, what time is it? Oh, wow, we are getting close to that time for maybe a couple more songs. But before that, of course, we want to let everybody know that all your shows were actually canceled in September because of Irma.
Thanks, Irma.
I know.
Yes, all of our September shows were canceled due to the hurricane preparedness and hurricane recovery and the hurricane itself.
Yeah.
So we had some cool stuff coming up this month, but the next show that we had coming up was the Gulf Coast Women's Peace, Love, and Music Festival at the Gulfport Casino, and unfortunately, because of Hurricane Irma, that festival has been canceled, and maybe they will look to do it again in the future, but they don't have power out there, so we can't have a show. So Sunday's show is canceled, but we do have some cool stuff coming up. You can find out all of that at julieblackmusic.com.
What, say that one more time?
julieblackmusic.com.
All right.
Yeah, so check us out there. There's some dates that we can't disclose yet. It's part of our contract, but we do have Vote Fest coming up in October, and you can find that date. That will be posted on the calendar later today because we have power now.
Yeah, so that's October 22nd, so it's a Sunday.
Yep.
Vote Fest at Gill Dog Event Center in Port Richey.
That's right, and Greg from SoLoco Pasco has kind of has put this together, and what this is a nonpartisan event. It is an event that's going to have people from that are running for office and people from many different parties And what it is it really is intended to inspire, to get people out to vote and to be part of that process and to claim their right and to say their piece and to make sure that their voice is heard.
Voting is very important. I agree with you. I see a lot of people who basically throw their votes away.
Yeah.
You know, so I think shows like this are important, you know, or just get the word out. Definitely props on that. I'm looking forward to this show. October 22nd, that falls on a Sunday, and that's for Vote Fest at Guild Dog Event Center in Port Richey. If you can't remember the name, don't worry. The only thing you have to remember is julieblackmusic.com. She's going to be posting all her show dates on there, and as new ones start getting added and power starts coming back on in the state of Florida, you should be able to catch a lot more shows.
And if anybody has power and would like to hire a band, by all means, let us know.
There you go. And you know what time it is, guys? It's that time. Yes, that is correct. It's the lightning round.
All right.
Now, I'm going to go ahead and ask you guys some quick questions. Don't think about it. Say the first thing that comes to your mind because there are no right or wrong answers. So the way we're going to do this is that we are actually going to start with Dave. We're going to come down to Julie, then John, back to Frankie. Then I'm going to ask the next question to Frankie and go backwards. Ready?
Sure.
Mints or bubble gum, and what flavor?
Mints or bubble gum? I'm thinking of mints. M-I-N-C-E, but M-I-N-T-S.
Yes.
Okay. All right. I will do bubble gum in bubble gum flavor.
In bubble gum flavor?
Yes. I love that.
What do you like?
It's delightful.
Like the bazooka bubble gum flavor with the comics on it?
More like bubblicious.
Oh, the big one. You made...
Yeah, you got it.
I like that.
You know.
All right, Julie, how about you?
Definitely gum. If you can't see out there, I chew gum at every show. It's my.
But is it mint gum?
Are you chewing gum now?
It is mint flavored gum.
Oh, she is chewing gum right now.
Yes.
You know who else does that when he sings?
Who?
Dave Grohl.
Oh, good to know.
Yeah.
I think he may have gotten it from me. But
there you go. Yeah. So definitely mint flavor. How about you, John?
I like gum better, but I can't sing when I have gum.
What's your flavor?
I guess I use the mint ones more.
The mint ones. All right. And how about you, Frankie?
Mint for sure. And I'll say peppermint flavor.
Peppermint. Yeah. So there's so many different mint flavors. Sometimes it's hard to pick. I know. All right. Back on Frankie. Frankie, worst pickup line someone has ever used on you?
I have to stay clean,
keep it
right?
Clean.
This is
keep
family
clean.
Rated, right? This
family rated. Rated.
All right, let me set some of those aside then.
Man, oh boy. Okay, used on me.
Yeah.
Okay, wow.
Or you've used on someone else.
Okay, boy.
You can say pass if you don't know.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pass on
okay,
this
how about you, John?
Nobody ever comes on to me.
Oh, come on.
That's not true.
Julie,
if they
how about
do, I didn't notice.
I'll say most of mine are in the ranks of where Frank's are, which is we can't, you know, we care about WMNF and the fines that they have to pay. So a lot of those we'll leave to the side. But I'll say one of the ones that comes to mind is that, hey, I like big girls. Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. Well, I will use one that was used on me. Okay.
Oh.
I have an extra room. You can stay here.
Wait, that was me.
Oh.
Now, see, you remembered it now. All right, Dave. What period in history had the best fashion, and would you bring it back?
Okay, I'm going to say the 1600s because they had the most awesome wigs.
I do love the wigs of the 1600s.
Right?
Those are pretty awesome.
Yeah, aren't they cool?
You'd bring it back?
Oh, hell yeah.
Can we totally see you like rock one of those big white wigs at the next show?
I would rock one of those wigs.
That's what I want to hear.
Absolutely.
Yes. Rocket Amadeus.
That's right.
There you go.
Absolutely.
We can go 80s now.
I'd have like rats and stuff in there. It'd be awesome.
How about you, Julie?
Oh, that's a hard thing, and I know that you are such a woman that's explored the world that there's probably a million things that you could say because you've seen so many things. But I'm going to say I'm a big fan of the Art Deco period. So, you know, what's 20s, 30s in there? Mm-hmm. Not too much stuff. Clean lines. I'm a clean lines kind of person.
Okay, what would you bring back?
What would I bring
from that
back?
Era?
Clean lines.
Just the clean lines.
I just like clean lines.
All right. How about you, John?
I like the 50s.
The 50s. You greaser?
Rock,
you
know, rockabilly.
Rockabilly. Love it. All right. And how about you, Frankie?
70s bell bottoms. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm just kidding.
Hey,
that's not my style. Okay. No, I'm going to say the 1940s.
The 40s?
Yeah.
Swing era, hence them, you know.
Exactly.
Right,
I like
I got
the
it.
Suits that they
the
wore
hats.
And all the hats, you know.
I love it. All right, going back to you. And this is because, you know, in vain of the whole vote fest, okay? We all know how everybody seems a little political about Trump being president. Some people may not agree because he's like, well, he's a celebrity or he's a TV personality. Well, I mean, so was, what's his name? Ronald Reagan. He was a cowboy on film. So I'm kind of curious, what other celebrity out there do you think would make like the worst president?
Worst.
Can we go with best?
You can say worst or best.
Okay.
Here we
okay.
go.
I'm going to say worst would be Ted Nugent.
Okay. How about you, John?
He'd have us all in a strangle.
Marilyn Manson.
Ooh, he'd be an interesting president. I'll say that.
I think people would think twice before crossing him, though, right?
Yeah, there you go.
Come to me, beautiful people. I'm going to go with best. I'm a big fan of Al Franken. I think he is funny as heck. And he's very, very bright. I also throw in there Stephen Colbert, I'm a big fan of, and John Oliver. I think all those guys, they have somebody attending the wheel. They think about things. Whether I agree with everything they think or not, at least somebody is driving the boat.
All right. And thank you for censoring that, by the way. How
awesome.
About you, Dave?
I'm going to go with John Stewart. We'll go with him. And I think he looks at things a lot differently than a lot of other people. And, he said at some point he may run for something. So that would be really cool.
All right. Last question.
School board, I think it was. But
So you just turned 100 years old.
Okay.
All right. And I want to hear it in your best 100-year-old voice of what you're going to sound like when you're 100. Okay. Describe life before smartphones.
Oh, we had to talk to each other, and when we went out to eat, we actually had to look at each other and talk about our day instead of staring at our phones.
How about Julie?
Boy, those were the good days. They were just beautiful. We would listen to the music. We would talk. We would listen to each other. We would have conversations and read books. It was a beautiful time. Just dining by candlelight. It was fantastic.
John.
And nobody knew any of our crap.
That's right.
Nobody knew anything we were going through. Unless they asked us.
Yeah. How about you, Frankie?
Well, back in the day, we actually played music at a real instrument before the iPhone.
Yeah, now you just sample everything on your device, and it's called a full-on band, I guess, these days. All right, with that, I want to hear another song. What you got for me?
We are going to debut here Ooh. With you. Today, Millie, and the entire team at WMNF's Live Music Showcase, we are going to debut a brand new song.
Oh, that just made my day. Okay.
The song is called, it's very upbeat, if you think you're going to like it. It's called River of Blood.
Let's hear it.
She lights a long white cigarette. She's like an engine steamer. She's had enough of it. She got a belly swinging, long as it falls onto the ground. Her gears shift in the motion, so still she moves without a sound. Swiftly, no big emotions, she went swimming in a river of blood. She went swimming in a river of blood. Mother, mother, that's what the old cats say. You should be kind to others, 'cause you don't know who will be. She went swimming in a river of blood. She went swimming in a river of blood.
shining bright. Such seamless execution. She ended all the fight. She went swimming in a river of blood.
You're listening to WMNF 88.5's Live Music Showcase, and this is homegrown, hand-picked music and news. Once again, I want to give a special thanks to the wonderful crew that helps make this show happen every single week. Our sound mixer, Mark Perfetti, assisted by Yamiko Thomas and Rhea Cruz. Our video crew, Bob Hoke, Richard Stone, and Bill Brem. Producer, Steve Arduengo, and Mildred Matos. But that's me, and I'm Millie Vision on the social sphere. That's Millie with a Y, Vision with an S. Also, check out our live Facebook feed right now on Facebook.com/LMSWMNF. And for those of you watching on Facebook Live, stay tuned after the show because we're going to do a bonus track. Sweet. And that's what I like. You know, hopefully we'll hear another song that might or might not be on the new album. We'll see. We'll see. I do love this song, The River of Blood. It's, I'm really curious to hear more about what it's about, but we are running low on time. You can also catch our show archived on YouTube, so don't forget you can search on WMNF 885 FM and make sure to subscribe. And don't forget our drive is coming up starting October 4th for a whole week, and if you want to support the Live Music Showcase, call us October 6th and make a donation and walk away with some really cool stuff. We do have a winner for that last question that we asked, and the winner is, here we go, Karen Lonan from Tampa. Congratulations.
Karen, we love Karen.
Oh, there you go. So let's give our listeners the answer. So what's the name of the city you guys are from?
The city that we are based in, and that was quite the happening scene in the 1920s for silent movie stars, is New Port Richey.
There you go. And if you didn't know the answer to that before, you do now. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Live Music Showcase. And let's take it out with one more song right now. And stay tuned. We will be doing another song after on Facebook Live. What's the name of this next song, Julie?
We are going to do a song called Hot Chemistry. I don't think it needs an explanation. I think you know exactly what that means.
here.